This is Over Coffee, Dot Cannon with you. Simon Fraser is the current president of Associated Students. Last week, he was elected trustee, student trustee, and he is looking forward to taking on that position. Simon, when does that start?
That position starts June 1st. And so I'll be sworn in at a Board of Trustees ceremony, a lot of swearing oaths and that sort of thing, and then I'll take over from Hannah.
Just before we went to break, you said that your question you would have would be, where are you getting your information? Mm-hmm. What would prompt that question?
The arguments that were presented in favor of winter, or the cancellation of winter specifically, were bad arguments. They had no basis in evidence. There was no cited sources. I think one of the things that I first said was that if I had produced an argument like this in one of my speech and debate classes or in an English class, I would have failed because I didn't cite a single one of my sources. I hadn't shown critical thinking or application, and that was a huge problem for me. And so all I could assume was that either they hadn't done the work properly or there just wasn't any evidence and they were just making it up. They only cited one source, which had to do with K through 12 institutions in specific circumstances with longer academic periods than what they were talking about in this instance. This is a community college with different needs, with a different type of student population. A lot of us are commuters. We don't live near campus. We have to commute from off-site onto campus. We only stay for that period. A lot of us are working. A lot of us have one, two, three jobs even. Some of us are single parents. And so there are many different challenges that a community college student faces than a K through 12 student faces. And just because we're part of the K through 14 system, that doesn't mean that we only exist here from the ages of 18 to 20.
Exactly. I mean, a lot of us are living proof of that.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
What happens on June 1st? I understand they will have presented a new calendar, new academic calendar that includes a winter session. That's going to be interesting for you as a new student trustee.
Well, maybe. You know, I just came from the calendar committee meeting right now, and it's not certain that it will go forward yet.
Really?
So the calendar committee said that we do need to push it for the May 1st meeting, which is, I'll still be the AS president, and of course I'll be advocating in favor of that calendar. Most likely the Board of Trustees will postpone it again. I doubt they'll make a decision that May. So most likely the next time it would come up for decision would probably be my first day as student trustee, and I, as hard as it will be, I'll have to bite the bullet, bite the nerves, and be honest about what I think, that we should approve that calendar. And I think that there are many pedagogical sound bases that the calendar group will be presenting, that the faculty will be presenting, that AS will be presenting, that will show that this calendar is the right one for us. And this decision is made out of a process, out of an educational reason. It is not being made for spurious budget reasons. It's not being made in the cloak of winter, or in the cloak of summer, rather. It is being made through a right process, openly, transparently, and with evidence behind it. And that is more important than anything else I can think of.
In fact, what you just said about openly and transparently mm-hmm. brings up a question that people have asked again and again. Why was that decision made August 29th when people were coming back on the 31st of August?
You know, I actually was on a different – I was on Larry Mantle a few weeks ago with Dr. Rocha. And his argument was that it was a transparent process, that they did go through a process to change this calendar, and it wasn't true. There was no process behind it. There was discussion around changing it years previously when Dr. Rocha first appeared on campus. When he first came here, that was one of the first things he wanted to do. And then we kept trying to move it back to a process group. Each stage, we were denied. The Associated Students was told, this is a negotiable item. You have no purview in this. And so every time we tried to say at college council, at one of the shared governance groups, we need to talk about this, they'd say, no, it's a negotiation issue. And then when negotiation failed, they decided to make it a student calendar. We've talked about this before, I think. And suddenly it was outside of the purview of negotiation, purely within the realm of the district, which makes it, by California law, a shared governance issue. But there was no time. It was summer. There were no students, no faculty, no classified really available to run these committees, to run these organizations. So it got pushed through. There was no process. The reason it was done is because negotiation had failed, and they wanted to just do it. And they did it. And look where we are now.
Exactly. I did want to ask you, you kind of touched on it in yesterday's meeting, mm-hmm. about anybody that was trying to transfer. Do you have any kind of an update? How many students need help transferring still?
You know, it's hard because when students self-identify, the problem we're having is that students aren't following through with the self-identification process. So I've had a lot of students that have come up to me and say, yes, I am one of these students affected. Oftentimes, because I'm usually running from class to class, I'll give them my card and I'll say, please contact me. And then they don't. And I don't know why, because we do have ways to help students. The self-identification is a big issue. And so we need to, if any message I want to get out there is, if you've had any kind of issue, or even if you think you may have an issue transferring, don't be afraid to speak up. You need to come in. You need to say to someone, I may have an issue. And even if the response is, no, you don't, you're fine, that's better than having not taken the time to walk into that office and to say, please help me. In theory, there is going to be a SWAT team of students and counselors that will help students who get rejection letters. That has not yet been created, and it's still pending. I don't know when it's going to set up. When extended spring registration happened, and I think you were – I don't know if you tried to register for extended spring. I'm sure many of your listeners did, and it was a debacle.
I'm smiling because I literally tried mm-hmm. – I'm not exaggerating. 300 times it wouldn't let me in.
Yep. And so the Associated Students created an alternative. We created the extended spring SOS, which allowed students who, when they got at some point that little notice that said the system's down, please keep trying, it then added a link to us where students could fill in. And we had over 250 responses for students who were unable to get in. Our task now is to follow up with each and every one of those students to make sure that they got into the class that they needed. And if they didn't, we will forward that then to the administration. And then it's their responsibility to make sure that these students who were cut out of classes because they failed at priority, because they failed at setting up the gates to the system, get the classes that they need.
Two questions before we have to go to break, and they're both about logistics. Mm-hmm. With the finals week coming up, you say you hope people will self-identify and come to you. What hours can they, and where, just in case they don't know?
You know, the best place to go, there are two places they can go. The counseling office, since that's in theory the place where the SWAT team will be open. So the counseling office is in the L building. They can always come to the Associated Students office, which is open daily at minimum 9 to 5.
And AS office closes for – does not close, but will close for 2 weeks, or does it?
It does not close. Most of us will be busy working on finals, but some of us try to juggle, and so there'll always be someone there.
Excellent, because that also answers the other question I have, was the students with whom you're following up, the students who could not get their classes, mm-hmm. they could actually come in to the AS office.
Yes, they can.
What specific hours?
I would say, again, just to be on the safe side, between 9 and 5.
9 to 5.
There should be someone there. And if not, then there's always someone at the front desk who will pass on a message, and we're very good at responding back to them.